Ball game on the line. Here's the snap. Quick toss right side. Wide receiver screen. Stacked up. Short on first down. And the Packers take over.
After outlasting the Jaguars in the summer sun in Jacksonville, Aaron Rodgers and company now prepare for a different kind of hostility.
The Vikings have picked it up and into the end zone. It is another defensive touchdown.
Awaiting the Packers in Minneapolis, an opportunistic defense and 70,000 fans ready to christen a new stadium. And later, Larry sits down with left tackle David Bakhtiari.
For me, just people telling me I can't do something or I'm not good enough. I'm like, hey, good. I get to prove you wrong, and then you have to watch me every Sunday.
No worries, David. Nobody in Green Bay doubts your ability. Bakhtiari's contract extension, building blocks from week one, and Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. Packers Today is next.
Going to be a hostile crowd, so we're going to have to come prepared.
It's a healthy rivalry. They're a very good team. It's an important game for us, even though it's week two.
This is going to be a big game. We'll be ready for that.
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Ted Stefaniak, joined by Larry McCarron, and it is week two of the NFL season. The Minnesota Vikings are on the schedule, and I tell you what, a lot of excitement opening up a brand new facility over in Minnesota, a primetime game, and oh yeah, the Vikings are the defending division champs.
Also a big-time rival, Ted, can you say playoff-type atmosphere? And so without further ado, let's go to our scouting report presented by CarMax. Five things you need to know about the Minnesota Vikings.
They're not saying who's starting at quarterback, but let's put it this way. The Vikings invested first and fourth round picks in Sam Bradford, and they'll be looking for a return on that investment sooner rather than later.
I think it's more about us than them. We got to show up and do our jobs, and then the rest will take care of itself. So whoever they put out there, I think we'll be ready.
In two games against the Packers last season, Adrian Peterson had 32 carries for 112 yards. That's 3.5 per with a long of just 11. The Packers contained him by playing fast, disciplined, and fundamentally sound.
He's hit and then covered up. The playmaker arrives.
It's not going to take one guy. It's going to take 11 guys getting to the football. And even when you think he's wrapped up, you still got to bring extra help to make sure you secure the tackle.
Peterson is coming off a 19-carry, 31-yard game. Despite some serious spending, the Minnesota offensive line is anything but a team strength. The Vikings hang their helmet on defense and have playmakers at all three levels. Everson Griffin up front.
He is sacked by Everson Griffin.
Eric Kendricks at linebacker.
Captures him around the ankles. It's a loss of two.
And Harrison Smith in the back end.
It's Harrison Smith, 15-10, touchdown!
They understand how to attack an offense and what they need to do to be successful. So it'll be another grinded-out game like it always is.
Turn the ball over at your own peril against the Vikings.
The Vikings have picked it up, and into the end zone is rambling Daniel Hunter!
In their opener, the Minnesota defense scored not one, but two touchdowns.
That is loose! A 76-yard pick six. Touchdown!
It's just a reminder of how important the fundamentals of football are. We need to take care of the football. That's something you train each and every day, and your defense does an excellent job taking it away.
And Ted, something or somebody I didn't mention in the scouting report, Cordarrelle Patterson, the Vikings kickoff return specialist. In six games against the Green Bay Packers, he's had six of what you'd call big returns. So I think this might be a good time for Mason Crosby to swing for the fences and put it through the end zone.
You talked about those defensive touchdowns by the Vikings. Takeaways, the Vikings lead it with three in the league.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. I think that is a huge, huge factor in this game because you look at the Vikings, offensively speaking, I don't know if they look like a big strike outfit or a quick strike outfit right now. Defensively, they can strike quickly, and you can't help them. You can't help them with a turnover. They're good enough defensively as it is.
Looking at the Packers' offensive line right now, of course you want to establish a run against a great defense like the Vikings have right now, but Lane Taylor, that was the big story last week, stepping in for Josh Sitton. That offensive line for the Packers, they look pretty good, but always room for improvement.
There always is, but as far as Lane Taylor goes, let's put it this way. Here's the bottom line. As you mentioned, last week, a huge story. This week, not a story at all. That says how well Lane Taylor did. He was solid plus against Jacksonville.
And then when you look at the Minnesota Vikings offensive line, they haven't done a whole lot to help Adrian Peterson, but you know what? Sometimes a guy like that doesn't need a lot of help, but could be opportunities for the Packer defense.
Yeah, it could. It all boils down to matchups, and I'm sure the Viking offensive line will be looking for a little self-redemption tonight. However, the Green Bay Packers have got some folks defensively. Last week in Jacksonville, the Packers, a half a dozen tackles for losses. That says something about what's going on up front. And with the Heat and the Packers don't have a plethora of defensive linemen, a half a dozen tackles for losses.
Yes, and in the past, the Packers have had great success against Peterson.
As I mentioned earlier, real good success last season. And you know what the key is, Ted? When you faced a great talent, the key is what you do. If you take care of your own fundamentals, be very disciplined, do all the stuff the coaches talk about, then that great player has to be great to beat you. You don't give him anything, and that's how the Packers got it done last year.
Still to come on Packers Today, a highlight reel play worthy of a second look.
What a catch!
When we return, we'll talk offensive takeaways from week one over Jacksonville. On the defensive side of the ball, Larry takes a closer look at quarterback Demaryius Randall's play in this week's Chalk Talk. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, is back right after this.
How about the touchdown catch by Davante Adams?
Rodgers takes the snap, blitz on. Rodgers under pressure, lets it go over the right side. Got it! Davante Adams at the goal line, it's a touchdown!
Yeah, that'll definitely be on the highlight film.
Aaron Rodgers has got Jalen Ramsey all over him.
A lot of core exercises in the offseason.
Got a good ball down there, Timmy. Adjusted to it.
What a catch!
Those type of plays that we got to make.
Ted, was that a cool play or what? Both ends of the equation. Jalen Ramsey hanging all over Aaron Rodgers. Somehow, some way, he finds a way to put enough mustard on the ball. And then at the other end, Davante Adams, Devon House is hanging all over him. Still makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay. Terrific play.
Can't beat it. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers really spread the ball around. He hit eight different receivers in that game.
Very effective way to do offensive business. I mean, who do you take away? And certainly the Packers have Jordy and Randall and Davante up front, but who do you really take away when you can spread the ball around that way?
That's right. And of course, you know, Jordy Nelson had six catches, tied for the team lead in receptions last week, but he only had 32 yards receiving, and both he and Aaron Rodgers think they can improve on that.
We'd like it to be about 6 for about 96, not 32, but we'll take it.
There's some good and some bad, so I think it was a good start, an all right start, but hopefully we'll progress and continue to get better.
As you see him getting in the great football shape and us knocking any rust off we might have, you're going to see elements of our game that we've shown over the years start to show up.
So we're all looking forward to bigger numbers from Aaron and Jordy, but we're also looking for some bigger numbers from Jared Cook. Of course, that was the big offseason signing. Jared Cook, the tight end, only had one reception last week.
Ted, you're forgetting something.
What's that?
He also drew a 30-yard interference penalty. Heading right upfield, just the kind of thing the Packers brought him in for. That would have qualified as one of the Packers' biggest plays of the day. So Jared Cook will be fine, just one game.
How about the defense now? The Packer defense gave up 300 yards passing. Is there some concern there or not?
I don't think so, Ted, because the thing that stood out to me about the Packers' pass defense, they had seven passes defensed. I mean, they got their hands on a lot of balls. As a matter of fact, I thought Demaryius Randall was the Packers' best player on the field. And here's this week's Chalk Talk, presented by Sandwich Bros.
That ball's going to be caught. Allen Robinson for the score. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Allen Robinson is a Pro Bowl receiver. Randall was better.
Demaryius Randall.
Play action eliminates safety or linebacker coverage underneath. Randall provides his own. Can't play that aggressive and still cover the deep ball. Can't be 5'11 and win a jump ball against 6'3. Randall can and did. Final minutes, the Packers can afford four covering two on one side of the field because Randall's taking the other side and Robinson by himself. Final seconds. The Jaguars only need a yard, and with Randall leading the charge, they lose a yard.
Stacked up, short first down, and there is your dagger.
Demaryius Randall played like a man on a mission, and he is.
I feel like I'm one of the best guys up in the league, and I mean, and that's what I trained for over the offseason, and that's what I'm going to keep thriving for.
Tell you what, Ted, Demaryius had himself a game in Jacksonville. Played super.
He sure did. Now, when we look ahead to this Viking game, of course, Sam Shields got banged up a little bit down in Jacksonville.
Concussion.
He's going through the concussion protocol. This might present some opportunities for some of the other guys.
Yeah, it'll be a chance for Quentin Rollins, who had his good moments and not so good moments in Jacksonville, and also Ladarius Gunter, who, like Quentin, had his good moments and not so good moments in the open.
You know, another big topic we talked about on the defense last week were the inside linebackers, and wow, Joe Thomas had a great start down in Jacksonville.
Sure did, that interception, and then later on, he also had a terrific blitz that really helped Clay Matthews get a sack. Good start for him, and looking at the young guys at inside linebacker, Blake Martinez, Jake Ryan, there is a lot. I was thinking about this. There's a lot on their plates. I mean, you've got run fits, you've got pass coverage, you got play calls. And I thought both were solid in the first game, but there's a lot of room for growth there.
Still to come on Packers Today, a good left tackle is a quarterback's best friend. And for the foreseeable future, this left tackle will be wearing the green and gold.
What drives David Bakhtiari?
Not satisfied. Not complacent, always feeling like I can do more, I can improve, I can always get better.
Larry's one-on-one with David Bakhtiari is next. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari joins us now. And David, this past week, big news. You signed one of those mega life-changing contracts. How's it feel?
Feels good. Feels really good.
That's about it, huh?
That's about it.
David, apparently you guys reached agreement on Saturday night. Okay, you got a game against the
Jaguars. And signed
Saturday night. Okay, you got a game against the Jaguars Sunday. You played well. Did you feel any extra pressure because you just signed the big contract and so forth?
Honestly, not at all. I always dreamed of this moment, and when it was here, it was almost too surreal, and I kind of enjoyed kind of walking around. I knew it, and that was it, and that would have been nice if we just would have kept it that way. It's just kind of business as usual, to be honest with you.
Okay, you sign it. Who'd you call first?
I called my dad to ask him if he's okay if I go ahead with this, because he was a part of the process the whole way. And then I called my mom that night because I told my dad not to tell my mom. I wanted to tell her myself. So once I signed, I called my mom.
David, you talk to any of your teammates, and they will say that since you came here, that you've gotten bigger, stronger, better every year. And that's no accident. It takes a ton of work. What drives David Bakhtiari?
Not satisfied, not complacent, always feeling like I can do more, I can improve, I can always get better. Then I'm always climbing up the mountain. I'm never at the summit or the peak. I really like when people tell me I can't do something. You know, people say the haters, like, I really feel off that. I almost enjoy it. So for me, just people telling me I can't do something or I'm not good enough, I'm like, hey, good. Like, I get to prove you wrong, and then you have to watch me every Sunday.
Somewhat of a chip on your shoulder. Would that be accurate? Have you had one? And,
yeah.
And what led to that?
Well, I never played a single down to my senior year in high school. I was a backup. Everyone just told me I was too short, not big enough, not strong enough, not athletic enough. Same thing in college, only a few offers. Not big enough, not strong enough, not fast enough. Same thing in the pros. I just enjoyed it. I'm like, okay, keep telling me what I can't do, and I'm going to prove you wrong. Like, no one's going to tell me something that I don't believe that I can do.
Got a new partner playing next year on the left side, and Lane Taylor. Had a game with him last week. How'd that go, and how is that combination between you guys going?
It's good. I think he played a really good game last week. Our in-game chemistry is definitely picking up, which is awesome. I think week to week, we'll mesh better together and continue to even show that even on the football field. I was very pleased with our pass game because they really tried to throw the book at us on the left side. We passed off every game. And I think that speaks volumes on Lane and his preparation. And I'm excited for moving forward.
David, everybody envies left tackle pay. However, nobody envies the job of a left tackle. You always get the other guy's stud duck pass rusher. This week you get Everson Griffin. Can you talk about the challenge of blocking that guy?
He's a hell of a pass rusher. He can get after the quarterback. He's physical. He's explosive. Strong. I mean, got a lot of qualities. I think he's a good football player. And I enjoy the best. Like I said, I like the challenge. I like, give me your best shot and tell me I can't do it. I get to go out there and prove that I can.
Last thing for you, David, did you know with your new contract you could probably produce your own Pitch Perfect movie? Speechless.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll finish there. David, congratulations.
Thank you,
and thank you. And we'll be back with more of Packers Today in just a moment.
Division game, so it'll be a tough one, and obviously there'll be plenty of atmosphere there for their first home opener in that building, so it'll be a fun one. It'll probably be close to a playoff game as we'll get until playoff time.
Obviously, the guys in the locker room are hyped up for this game, and why not? You've got a primetime game later tonight. It's the Vikings. There's going to be a lot of bells and whistles, a brand new stadium. Do you have to keep your emotions in check on something like this?
Ted, why would you want to keep your emotions in check? Football is an emotional game. It is a combative sport. It requires an emotional commitment. Why on earth would you want to keep your emotions in check? Let them fly. Go get the Vikings.
I think I pushed a button there.
Yes, you did.
Larry, When I saw this game on the schedule, how the Packers were going to open up the Vikings' new stadium, I thought immediately of 2003. What a great day that was, except for the final. The Vikings came in and knocked off the Packers back in 2003.
Ted, let's return the favor.
Looking forward to it. Have a good call today, buddy.
Thank you.
For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
Straight up the middle, across the 15 to the 10, and his cartwheel down. Takes it himself to the power. Touchdown!
The season's here now. It's here now.